Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Adetula hanging out with you. And I spent the whole break just talking John's ear off to the point where I'm pretty sure that he was his eyes glazed over with me trying to just...
That's my normal look.
Have a basketball segment in the break for him. I was like, all right, whatever, man. It's preseason.
Yeah. So let's, I did say that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch the preseason.
That's right. That's right. And I was in there soaking it all up.
Breaking it down.
Like a dork. All right, let's move it along to Around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That is Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And I know y'all sick of hearing about Jerry Jones, but one more thing, because he keep talking. He just keep talking. And you
keep
know what?
Talking, man.
He really does.
And this is, shut up.
Here's the problem, though. He's going to keep talking because that's what Jerry Jones do.
Of course.
Right? And so at some point, I hear you. We have to make the decision to stop listening. However, he keeps adding on, and he doubled up on this. Diana Rossini got him on the phone about the radio interview that we have all, that has been heard around the world. Mm-hmm. And he went further as to say, I don't know what I would do, or I would go as far as calling the volume connotation as yelling. So basically saying,
that's fair.
I wasn't yelling, which, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was menacing.
It was an edge.
He wasn't yelling.
Yeah.
He went further to say, but the facts are that if I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal,
come on,
I don't need it to be the guys that I'm paying. First of all, the tribunal is hilarious.
Yeah. They're
calling like the Associated Media,
yeah,
right? Like the newspaper folks. The guys I'm paying, is that's nasty work, because Dallas Cowboys, they have in-house media. Mm-hmm. That is not in-house media.
Yeah.
That is the
partner.
That is a partner. So that was tough. He said, I could take it from fans, take it from the other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters, but I was a little frustrated there today. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. Now, if those had been real fans sitting there, or if they had been people that knew what they were talking about, football
ouch,
people, I may have had a different answer, close quote. That is nasty work.
You talk about a lot to unpack.
Jones. There's a lot.
You talk about a lot. First of all, and I put this exactly what you just said in a different way, Figgy. I was like, stop talking. Like, you're not making it any better.
He will never
he
stop.
He won't.
Talking. Nobody can. Who going to make me is his answer.
Yeah, yeah. He won't, but you're making it worse. And, you know, talk about unpacking this. I don't need to be the guys I'm paying, first of all.
See,
that's wrong.
See, I don't like that.
That's wrong.
Unless I get a check that's directly from the Dallas Cowboys,
yes,
or Jerry Jones, you are not paying me.
Yes. Here's and you've heard me say this before. I don't know if you have, Reggie, but you know.
Yeah, I don't be listening half the time, to be honest.
We can your eyes glaze over. we can lay this out this way. And I often say I love working with the Texans, but I will never work for the Texans. That's a big difference. We have a great partnership. I mean, you know, I just love Cal and Hannah, and I love being around. I love, you know, having this partnership, but it's a partnership. I love working with the Texans, and we're localizing it because that's what they do.
Sure.
They're working with the Cowboys.
That's right.
Yeah.
You never work for the Cowboys. And that's why when he said that, it just kind of set me off.
Yeah. So
And plus, it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Like,
it's
I will wrong. Have my job, no partnership or not. Like,
yeah.
I will still have that job. I'm employed by the radio company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not employed by the Dallas Cowboys.
And now, I think that one hits us because we are in the radio. The thing, though, if I step away from the radio side of this, that was also problematic in that. The wrong ones were doing the questioning, right?
That's the second part.
The idea that, oh man, they're just radio people stirring stuff up. I understand that that's how people view this sometimes, and you know what? To each their own. What those radio guys were bringing up, those guys that I'm very familiar with, not that I'm making that point because of that, was stuff that the fan base had been talking about for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Was stuff that even the newspaper folks, and there's been plenty of people in the media around that Metroplex, that echoed those things and came to the support of those guys on that morning show, Sean and RJ in Dallas. is that, no, these are all questions that we would ask as well. And I thought that that was a level of, again, skirting accountability by Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
That is the reason that they're in this place to begin with, is because, well, it was, if there was fans, I'd listen to them. Well, the fans are asking the same. In fact, the fans have been asking those things even longer.
And
to the
harsher.
Point, and harsher.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was the real nasty business of it, and that portion of it, too. Is like, well, they're not football people or whatever. Also pointed to the idea that he believes himself to be football people. And I know there's a lot of football people that look at him as not that case. And so I think that's the thing that gets frustrating, is that, hey, he again is, you know, if there is someone that is detracting from what I was doing or that is questioning me, that means they are not capable of asking. And that is a level of ownership, decision making, management that's what gets you messed up, is when you think you are above making mistakes. And I think that the blessing in that, as you localize it again, as we asked yesterday, would anybody in the Texans brain trust do anything like that? And I think the comforting answer is that is a no.
Well, that's how you read that line, and I think it's fair and accurate. I read it a different way.
Okay.
I read it a different way. When he said, the wrong ones were doing the questioning, all I saw was rabbit ears. They have said something at some point in the last few days or last few weeks or whatever.
Hit him in the chest.
That hit him in the chest. And you know what? You're Jerry Jones. You're going to get hit in the chest. That's rabbit ears, man. I mean, you know, I've said some things that have ticked off people. I know that. Hell, they've told me. But you still do your job. I think he has a personal vendetta against those two guys when he said that. And then the last thing is when he said, I could do it fine with fans sitting there, or if there had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer. That is the texter. You never played the game. Why don't you be GM? That is dumb. That is flat out dumb.
And I feel like he don't really have a pulse for what the fans are saying.
Exactly.
Man. Because I feel like those guys do a good job as far as like getting the pulse of the city, getting pulse of the fans.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason they asked the question. It wasn't like a personal attack.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been the theme of the offseason for the Cowboys. Like, why y'all not signing anybody? Why y'all just staying put?
It was a legit question, too.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad question. Yeah. I would have never thought that would have ticked them off.
Yeah.
But shout out to them folks in Dallas dealing with that. Like, that again, another reason to appreciate what you have here in Houston with this Texans management ownership. In fact, you had Caserio on with Payne and Pendergast this morning. I almost called him Sean and RJ. Payne and Pendergast this morning.
That might be a dollar.
Yeah. You know what? I'll throw that one in there. My bad, fellas. I love them guys in the morning. And I was listening to it. It was fantastic. It was a lovely rapport. And it just was a stark contrast to what you heard there. Some news that is breaking feels a little much, but just came down the pipeline. Will Anderson Jr., after a 3-sack outing against the Patriots, nabs the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. That felt like it was a given.
That had to be right.
I feel like they racking them up this year.
They are,
there's
aren't
a lot
they?
Of players.
Yeah,
of the
it seems like every week somebody's
rookie,
winning something.
Special teams,
yep.
Offensive, Kiami, defensive.
Yeah, Kiami got like two.
Did Nico pick up an offensive player?
I think
of the week
I think
point?
He had an offensive and then defensive here. Special teams. Twice, maybe?
Yeah,
I think he got it twice.
Yeah.
He didn't need to do that. We got to figure out something.
I'm a man of my... That's going to a charity. We just have to pick which charity the Texans bucket goes to. That's all. shout out to Will Anderson Jr. You knew it as soon as he got on the field. That's three!
Yeah.
It's like, and it's player of the week.
Yeah.
And it came to fruition just 3 days later on Wednesday.
Did we get the chain?
That's right.
The
H-Town Diamond.
We should.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's run that one. 5-1. They should be racking up players of the week. You're right, pals. That is correct. Coach of the week. I don't know if he will get this, if that is even an award that you would give for speaking to the media. But Mike Tomlin, a coach that is well regarded, just off of the strength of he don't lose. He just losing season. What's that? Is Mike Tomlin. But he has been in this interesting space where they had two quarterbacks, and you know what they say about when you have two quarterbacks, Lopez.
Yes, they have none.
You have zero.
It felt like Justin Fields has been out here executing what they ask of him very well, and yet and still, now that Russell Wilson is ready to go. Russell Wilson seems like he'll be the guy, and Mike Tomlin was asked directly about this in as we continue our kind of lashing out situation. Why not stick with Justin Fields in this instance, Mike Tomlin?
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man. We're trying to position ourselves to be that team. And we got a player with talent. We hadn't had an opportunity to play, so we're going to potentially explore those things. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what Justin has done or has not done. He rushed for 50-plus yards and two touchdowns in game. And so we're appreciative of that. We're appreciative of how he's taking care of the ball. But we're just looking at all the people at our disposal the same way that we do at any position. That's what you do in this thing. You better have your foot on the gas at all times. You better look to divide the labor up in the most appropriate way based on who's available to you and healthy. And that's just simply what we're going to do.
Man, that is a clinic. That is, he put on. He put on a clinic on how to handle. It's not even a quarterback controversy anymore because of Mike Tomlin. I mean, he explained it perfectly. It has a little hint of you never lose your job because of injury in there, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not what he said, but you can kind of pick up on that. And flat out explained, hey, we've been good. We're trying to be that team. And we need to give this guy a chance. Like, that is, like, why? If more coaches spoke like Mike Tomlin and explained things like Mike Tomlin, the world would be a better place.
I will say, if Russell Wilson come in there and stink it up.
Oh, he'll change it.
Yeah, because, yeah. I ain't trying to speak for fans or nothing like that, but.
Now speak for the fans. Hey, the man of the people.
Steeler fans been very irritated with Mike Tomlin.
Sure.
And been wanting him to go, which is wild.
They're spoiled.
They don't realize what they have.
How good he is.
Yeah. So yeah. If Russell Wilson, let's say he's not that good, then they probably gonna call for Mike Tomlin's head, which is so stupid.
Okay. He'll be out of work for about an hour and a half.
he'll find another gig. Interestingly enough, someone said Tomlin explained it well. They just disagree.
That's fine
They're going high hand type thing. Yeah. I think you definitely go with the better player in those circumstances. Yeah. I think I'm just not convinced that Russell Wilson is a better player in this instance.
Yes. No, that's fine too.
Some people, Mike Tomlin, that's a clinic he just put on.
Yeah, some people rather just go with the hot hand, what's working right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see.
281 makes a point. D'Amico Ryans is younger than Tomlin, but he sounds kind of just like him.
Okay.
In that regard.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's cool.
I feel like D'Amico ain't going to give you that much.
He's not going to give you that much.
And this is no disrespect. He keeps stuff to the chest.
He does.
He don't want to get nobody nothing.
By the way, on that text, they really said DR, and I heard Nick Casario calls him DR every time. And every time I hear that, I think Dominican Republic. I do not think D'Amico Ryans.
Dominican Republic.
I don't know why.
Yeah, when he said DR, I was thinking, like, who?
Right.
Like, oh, D'Amico. Go
Rio is okay. He was talking about.
All right. A couple things before we go here. The league approved Tom Brady's bid to become to buy a minority share in the Raiders, so he will officially be a team owner while a broadcaster, which means he won't be able to do those pre-production meetings. I'll be interested to see what that does for his broadcast. I know that he has like those binders full of what he had his prep for all the games that he had as a player. That becomes less and less effective as time goes. So I'm interested to see like how he's able to impact as a broadcaster. How have you felt about Brady early on from what you've been able to see?
Which maybe is not the best compliment. But
it's also early.
It's early, but yeah. It's not must watch. He's been okay. The other interesting thing about this is not only that he can't go into the production meetings, but
he can't come back and play no more. So
he's done.
That.
Figure he ain't. It's done.
Yeah.
He cannot be a player. So there's that. And then the third thing that came to mind for me anyway was if Tom Brady can't fix it, because he's going to be involved, even if he's just, was it 5%? Something like that?
That's a great point.
I think it's 5% or thereabouts ownership, but he's going to be involved. I mean, if he can't fix it.
I don't know if I would trust Tom Brady this early to be able to fix.
I'm talking about bringing in the right people, management, everything.
I'm good with separating what he did on the field and ownership, man, because we seen Michael Jordan be a owner, and he ain't do nothing good as far as being an owner.
Yeah,
he went in and beat them boys in practice every once in a while.
Yeah. Everything else, his draft class is awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to see more for Brady as far as owner Brady.
There you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, brought to you by Quick Assist, which is your ticket or your no-hustle solution for reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Please appreciate you, if I could speak, hanging out with us on this Wednesday. We are fast approaching on the 12 o'clock hour in which we will give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shots, which, by the way, we will be having a show out there, I believe, next week. Is that correct?
Yeah, next Tuesday, yeah. I believe. We're going to be out at Texas Star Grill Shots.
You want to come out see the fellas, you definitely want to patronize Texas Star Grill
Shots.
Which
one?
Right here on Shepherd.
Okay.
Shepherd
right, 59. Right around the corner. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my home Texas Star Grill.
There you go. We'll get there. But coming up next, let's talk more about this Texans team and the young portions of it. Is it already safe to say that the 2023 Texans draft class was the best in team history? Let's try and make the case. Next on Sports Radio 610.